Let's talk about the column now.
Okay.
And the scope of the column, what was it?
The scope of the column was all the things that were going on in Tulsa, particularly to raise money for various organizations. The goal was to shine a light on those organizations, probably to encourage people to realize that they're there and that they're value, and to acknowledge the people that were responsible for doing it all. All those people worked so hard, gave so much money. If they didn't give money, they worked really hard. And I just thought, everybody ought to have their name in the paper if they would like to have it. That's how I just, and I felt like I got to know the best of people in Tulsa because they were smart, or they couldn't have done what they do. They were generous. They were very active. They were all just, I just was felt privileged to get to be their friends.
You recall some of the foundations that you wrote about them?
The Salvation Army, because they had all those wonderful speakers. Mm-hmm. So I got to, one of the best parts of my job was getting to sit next to the people that came to either speak or in any kind of way. So I got to have conversations with just the best people, not only famous, but worthwhile in what they were doing.
Right.
I thought that was the best part.
Salvation Army, any other foundations that we might?
Just everything.
Zero?
Definitely.
The Henry Zero Foundation.
What a lovely, lovely man.
Right. Yeah, we have his interview on Voices of Oklahoma. Yeah. Was the Helmrich Foundation a
trust then? Yeah, they were huge. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Tulsa is rich in all of the things.
I kind of think that Tulsa, not we're always competing with Oklahoma City, but I think we would be known as a foundation city.
I think so.
I just don't sense that they have it the way we have it here.
I don't think they do. I mean, not that I have personal knowledge particularly, right. But and it isn't so much anymore because the press changes, what people want to read about changes.
The column changed, yes, it went away.
Well, yeah.
Right, but and the foundations are still doing
their
course,
work
today. I read some of your columns. Notice how you would name as many people attending the function.
Yes.
And, of course, those involved with the event. So getting all those names had to be a chore or was a labor of love for you. Talk to us about making sure their names got in there.
Well, making sure their names got in there, I guess I probably would have a list of the chairman and the Margaret, if I would have her name on a list because of the library thing, if I was covering that. Mm-hmm. But I see it through the years, I got to know all those people. So I would mainly try to make sure if I talked to somebody that I for sure mentioned them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I did it more that way than, I mean, I'm sure I would always be sure to include the chairman and the main workers or the main donors, and then mostly the people that I would talk to. And depending on how much space I had on that day, I would try to include things that they knew about me, like a little squib of something interesting that had happened because of that organization, something along those lines.
Right. Those little squibs were interesting to people, I'm quite certain.
Yeah.
We like those. We call them nuggets.
Yes, nuggets.
Yeah. But I read one column where, I mean, there were about 15 names you had in there.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Did anybody get mad if their name wasn't mentioned?
Occasionally.
Is that right?
Yeah.
They would call?
Uh-huh, occasionally.
And you just have to say, I'm sorry?
I'll just say, oh my gosh, next time be sure and say hi and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
I tried not to apologize all the time, but I would try to make it be that next time we'll work it out.
Yeah. Why did you try not to apologize?
I guess I just didn't want to be in that position, maybe.
Right. That could get old.
Yeah. But actually, people were super, super kind to me.
For the most part.
Yeah, super kind to me.
Yeah. Any column or columns that stand out to you in getting reaction?
People would say that once my column was in the paper, they would get tons more reservations. I mean, it would draw it to the attention. I found, and this is just funny, yesterday I was cleaning out a drawer, and I found an old thank you note, I guess, from Kathy Audley that used to be in charge of the library. And it was about the dinner that, not Margaret's dinner, but a dinner 20 years ago like that. And Eudora Welty had been the speaker. And I'm never going to let this go again because I didn't even know I had kept it. Anyway, so Kathy wrote this article that said something, Dana Sue, you are terrific. This article is superb. It is so much better than the news story side. You captured so much more of it. I mean, and that, you know, just sweet, lovely, flattering things. I thought, oh, I am so glad that I still have this note because that mm-hmm. would have meant a lot to mm-hmm. me. From and I remember Kathy, and she was like just director of the library, I guess.
Kathy
Audley, I think was her name.
Okay, but you mentioned a Welty.
Oh, Eudora Welty was the author who came to speak. She's a Southern writer, okay. an old Southern writer. Mm-hmm. Very, you know, well-known and everything. As I said, one of the best things has been meeting all those people that spoke at the library.
Peggy V. Helmrich dinner once a year when they bring in an
distinguished author. Distinguished author dinner.
Right. Were they doing that when you were writing?
Yes.
Okay.
I have a whole long list of people that I wrote about and stuff. It's John Le Carré, he came, his real name was David Cornwell. He was so charming. We all had a big crush on him.
But it must have made you feel good when you're doing that column, all the good you were doing.
I loved it. In fact, soon before I retired, I remember quoting, and I'm not going to get this quote right either, Margaret Graham said...
Washington
Post.
Post.
Yeah. I mean, to me, but she, one of her quotes was, if you can do what you love... and feel that it is doing good, what could be more fun?
That's no question about it.
Yeah, so absolutely. I used that quote a lot.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. But about thank you notes, did you get many?
Lot. Just wonderful ones.
And those have been lost in
Yeah, every once in a while. Every once in a while I'll come across one.
Yeah.
But just people are so sweet.
Yeah.
Or, no, sweet, kind, thoughtful.
Thoughtful.
Yeah.
Right.